Marco Rubio, banned in China, trolls with Maduro tracksuit en route to Beijing. By John Hayward on May 13, 2026. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has technically been banned from visiting China by its communist government. But he accompanied President Donald Trump on his trip to Beijing on Tuesday using a bureaucratic loophole created by the Chinese to let him in. Rubio, the son of Cuban exiles to Florida who was elected to the Senate in 2011, was one of several congressional representatives banned from traveling to China in July 2020 because they spoke out against China's brutal oppression of the Uyghur Muslims of occupied East Turkestan. The U.S. had previously sanctioned four Chinese officials for herding the Uyghurs into massive concentration camps. Rubio was sanctioned again by China in August 2020. In retaliation for U.S. sanctions against Chinese officials involved in oppressing the people of Hong Kong, some of the same fellow senators and representatives were named in the second round of tit-for-tat sanctions along with Rubio. Senator Rubio, RFL, was a sponsor of the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, UFLPA, which requires importers to prove their goods were not manufactured with forced labor from the captive Uyghur population. He introduced the UFLPA in the Senate alongside Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, who was also targeted by both rounds of Chinese sanctions in 2020. The UFLPA ultimately became law and went into effect in June 2022. The Chinese government realized its travel ban on Rubio would become politically awkward after he became President Donald Trump's Secretary of State in January 2025. The regime hit on a novel solution to the problem. Instead of rescinding sanctions against Rubio, they changed the spelling of his name and acted as though he became a different person when he left the Senate to work for the second Trump administration. Rubio, who has been famously busy with numerous assignments since joining the administration, might not dispute the notion that he is a different person today than he was 18 months ago. The Chinese made that distinction by changing the character used for the first syllable of his name. The new character is pronounced Liu, so Senator Marco Rubio might still be banned from entering China, but Secretary of State Marco Rubio was welcome. The sanctions target Mr. Rubio's words and deeds when he served as a U.S. senator concerning China, the Chinese embassy explained. Rubio, who has a lively sense of humor about his status as a perpetual internet meme, caused another stir online after White House Communications Director Stephen Cheung posted an image on social media that appeared to show the Secretary of State wearing a familiar-looking tracksuit for the flight to Beijing aboard Air Force One. Social media commentators quickly recognized it as very similar to the tracksuit worn by fallen Venezuelan narco-terrorist dictator Nicolas Maduro when he was taken into custody by U.S. forces in January 2026, so they dubbed Rubio's ensemble the Maduro arrest look. White House Communications Director Stephen Cheung called it the Nike Tech Venezuela tracksuit. He did not clarify if the image was an authentic photo of Rubio or an image created with artificial intelligence. Breitbart News could also not verify the nature of the image. The White House turned the Secretary of State's tracksuit debut into a rap video, christening it a full-circle moment. At the very least, Rubio's alleged donning the garb of a corrupt socialist dictator for the flight to Beijing suggests that he might have changed in many ways since becoming Secretary of State, but his opinion of communism has not improved.